choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Today, rock and roll band by Boston. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating the starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Once again, your song of the day from 1976, rock and roll band by Boston, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
That was 19 what?
76, which is what?
Better times. What is the shirt that Tamara made? Sports talk and better times. Good job, Tamara. That's a great song.
Was it Boston's greatest hits? I mean, it was one of the most listened to albums. I mean, I can see the album cover. Yeah. I mean, that
colorful.
Colorful. It was kind of like, was it like a spaceship or?
Yes,
I
think it was.
It was like that.
Pull it up.
Yeah, it was remarkable. But that Boston, that was big for us. Now it was a small window. Boston did not. It wasn't like all of a sudden I'm in college listening to a bunch of Boston again. They kind of went away.
Yeah, kind of.
It appears to be, spaceship of sorts.
Yes.
That's it.
Good job.
I listened to that.
It's a big part of our
everyone
lives.
Had that 8-track. Everyone
Pretty
had
much
that,
everyone.
Yeah, that
and if
album.
You didn't, you knew somebody.
Some of you had it. That was
you
a staple.
Seriously.
It's just explosive. It's like explosive
music. It was
music.
Part of the fabric explosive of our sound. Lives.
Yes.
If you're a band
fabric.
And you hear somebody say that, that band was part of the fabric of our lives. That's really a compliment.
Growing up, it was a big era for just listening to a ton of music.
It fills every part of your headset. There's no empty spots there. That is a full sound on Boston.
Yeah. Jake, who's the bowling coach again?
He just texted in. Paul Klimpa. He says, that's an obvious 10. Great choice.
Paul Klimpa is listening to us right now?
He's texting me right now.
How did Klimpa get... Klimpa's
listening to us?
Did he watch the game? Well done, my friend, says Paul Klimpa.
Klimpa's a beauty.
Did he watch the game last night? How's he back up already?
Well,
I bet they have practice.
Klimpa's Cignetti.
Yeah.
I mean, he is.
He's
six.
He's the Cignetti of bowling.
Yep.
Yes. Imagine being, once again, if you are the Cignetti of
anything.
Anything, you're number one.
All joking aside, I'm honored that Klimpa's listening.
He says 10, well done with the salute.
With the salute.
The salute emoji?
Yeah.
Really? That little emoji?
Yeah, he did.
I don't know how to do that. I can't find the salute emoji.
Well done, my friend. Salute 10.
Some people don't know what that emoji is. I'm always just
what do you mean they don't
emoji.
Know what it is?
I know. Like, I've sent it to people and they're like, what is that? I'm like, it's a salute.
What do you mean? What is
that?
What
do you think it is? Oh, anyway.
Can we come to practice sometime, Klimpa?
I've been practice. I went to practice a month or two ago.
Mike
Brozier stopped by.
Hold it. You're at bowling
practice. I walked you back. Yeah, I think it was a month or two ago.
August back.
We were doing a feature. We were showing off the practice and the new place. And
a feature.
And Mike Brozier walks in with Ricky Simmons, and they were talking with Terrell Farley on the radio. So it's like,
what?
We were doing a show from 1 to 3. I was out there helping with it. And
East Campus?
And we had Mike Brozier at the bowling center with Farley and with Ricky Simmons talking football
at
a bowling center. It was cool.
Wow.
And Klempa came on the radio too, and it was great.
Klempa, thank you.
Thank you, Jake. Yeah. I'm giving that a 9-1.
I'll go 9-0-1. 9-0-1. And I think we're going to like this 8-6.
Connor? 4-5? Not doing it for me at all. How?
Bill, please address this.
I don't get that.
Bill, go ahead.
There's so much energy in that song, Connor. Bill's gone mute on that one.
Don't be personally offended.
I've never believed that someone would ruin Kurt Cignetti Day. And Connor did. He ruined Kurt Cignetti Day. How would you do that?
Bill was visibly, visibly hurt.
I saw it. I can see him getting stabbed in the heart for a second over there.
I mean, who does that? 1976, Boston?
I'm sorry. It's okay. This is one man's opinion.
With that full sound.
It's not doing it for me, he said.
Not doing it for me.
Okay, ratings before we get to Bill's thrills. Fritz, 9-2. Vern and Dakin, 8. Brett and Bertrand, 7. Robert in Oklahoma, 8-7, 6. Lyle in Omaha, 9-8 on that one. Sean says, great drumming, 7-2. Bill and Bennett, 9-5. Mike and Dalton, 9. Leroy, 9-8. Noticing he's not in the fours, Connor, at
Connor,
all. High scores
Connor,
here.
Are you listening?
Connor's taking a beating. it's like a corner getting
John
beat every
John says, why no Fernando? We played Fernando last month. I just played the song, Fernando,
why
by ABBA.
Fernando.
But you know what? I'm kind of with him on that one.
I
thought it was coming.
At least play some ABBA.
Some ABBA. You know, but why would you not play it again?
Yeah. Well, it might come up again. When he gets drafted first overall, play Fernando, I'm sure, in April.
Okay.
Same feel.
Houston, 6-5. Ryan in California, 9-3. Who at Clever 3?
Oh, Bird.
Three.
Bird.
Bird, you're better than that.
Yeah.
Bite your tongue.
Unnamed Texas says, Jake, you're on a heater, 9-4-5. What a killer song.
Yes. Also, Connors, you're in there nodding your head as a 3. That's like a 7-5.
Come on,
Bird's,
man.
Bird's low all the time.
Yeah,
so
3 is pretty good for him.
If Bird gives a 6, we do a cartwheel. So don't. There's a scale you need to understand.
Grant,
quarter zip.
Grant / Durant in the bottoms, 8-9, our friend Grant.
Grant, yes. Durant?
Durant said he would go on the trip with you to Minneapolis, the family trip.
I'm sure he would. Yes. I don't put that past Grant.
To look out in case,
he's got a camper.
He's also got a kid that's younger than Scotland is.
Yeah.
Would it be a kid's trip?
Yes, kids could go.
Yeah, kids would go.
Kid friendly.
It's going to be -9 on Saturday.
It's okay.
Yeah.
The game's not outside.
I know,
the game
stand
is not
outside momentarily. You got to walk to the arena outside.
There might be a tunnel.
Downtown Scott, 6-2. Tegs in Eagle, 8-3-3. On my lawn mowing playlist there.
Okay.
Good choice for lawn mowing there.
Interesting.
Bird Mountain, 8-2-7. Well done. Beef Tacos. Meh. 5-2.
The taco.
Blitzkrieg. I'm going to give that a meh.
Anything from Blitzkrieg?
I'll go to YouTube real quick. Here, okay. Check YouTube out. All right, YouTube ratings here. Nels in Montana, 9-3. Genghis, 8-8. Better times. The conservative Husker, 8-3. Nashville Husker, 8-1. Better times. Nebraska Noel, 8-2. Jeff, 7-2 on YouTube. Tony, 9-5. Lance, 8-4. Genghis is 9. Baby, let's go.
Okay. Baby, let's
baby,
go.
Baby, let's go.
Dropped a baby.
That's Blitzkrieg on YouTube. And Sean and DeWitt, I'm with the kid. Connor, 3-3.
The kid.
You got
kid.
Somebody on your corner there, Connor.
Here, Connor, you got somebody in your
There's
corner.
There's two of you out of millions of listeners.
Yeah. Song of the day was, once again, Rock and Roll Band by Boston from 1976. Well, I think Connor's score might be Bugaboo Tuesday for Bill. Could be.
This is Bugaboo Tuesday.
I'm sure you got something else, though. Let's get to Bill's thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting. Bugaboo Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you for Randy.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Thank you also for sponsoring this section. One thing I do want to bring up before I get to Bugaboo, if I could, when you get a Miracle Boo, I got myself in quite a pickle. And this Saturday, I'm kind of the host, MC, some sort of something for the Heart Ball.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I
have Heart Ball.
So I have to have a, it's black tie. So I have to have a, I'm not equipped for that at all. Gary Michaels went and saw Nate.
Nate's the man.
Nate, within seconds, I call him, here's my problem. He goes, just come by tomorrow. Had a black suit ready to go. Took measurements down. Tailored will have it to me. Laura's picking it up on Friday.
Jeez.
I mean, when you're in a pickle, go to Nate. I'm telling
at,
you.
At Gary Michaels?
Gary Michaels.
At, 56th and Pine Lake.
Yeah,
sorry. 56th and Pine Lake.
If you want to ever have your life change, go see Nate. It'll be,
he's always happy.
He's always happy, talks sports, but anyway.
You could have worn that cranberry suit.
That is a good suit.
I like it. It's a good suit, but it's when it's black
I always remember you walking out on that wedding.
Oh, it was a good looking
suit.
Saw
the cranberry suit. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Hard to go cranberry. Yeah. Yeah.
You pulled it off.
Then I went mauve for wedding. Guess what? Both. And guess where the ghost
I just brought up the one. We don't have to go to the
all of them. Guess where the cranberry came from?
Where?
Gary Michaels. Nate. Yep, that's the only person I go to for anything you have.
Sinatra-esque.
Thank
you.
Wow.
Sinatra.
I don't have really a headline, but this was one of the things yesterday, things that are bothering
me. Late
night
for Bill.
Yeah, it was a late night, yeah. Hicks versus convicts. That came up last night.
Say again?
Hicks versus convicts. Indiana basically versus, and they have don't this, like and that. There's this storyline of Miami and Rogue and all the certain things that them. You know what bothers me? That. Because Miami was all class.
They were.
I saw a well-coached, unbelievable run through the playoffs. And everything that Miami did, if I'm Miami, I'm like going, that was incredible. Mario Cristobal did a remarkable job. And he has a hard time. Some people are very hard on him that he's not even remotely likable. I thought he did. I thought
he's become more likable.
I thought his sideline demeanor was... I thought he called the game. He had timeouts with the right time. He did everything that he could do to give them a chance.
You know who their leader is,
he did
too.
Everything. Oh, yeah.
He's 100% the alpha leader.
He's the alpha leader of the group.
Big dude, control.
Oh, yeah.
And he's won national championship there himself. And they talked about it last night. You know, he got fired at FIU. He got fired. And then he goes...
Rehab.
He goes to rehab with Saban, comes out
rehab.
Goes to Oregon, then goes back to Miami. And I don't blame him for going to Miami from Oregon. Just because if he's like, hey, listen, I played there. It was the U.
He lived there.
He grew up there. And then also the storyline for the movie, he just happened to play on the same offensive line as Mendoza's dad. I mean, when's this story? It's so incredible. But I just want to say that bothers me. There's some of the comments of Miami football.
Convicts. That's not good.
No.
That's a bugaboo.
I'm like, no, bothers me. I thought they were, I mean, both sides. There was like, I mean, yeah, the one play that was a targeting on Mendoza. It was a shot to right to his chin. But even that, I didn't look at as like this egregious derby of any sort.
I wasn't
like, that is the most, you know, out of control thing.
I looked at it like, Mendoza is going to try to be a blocker here. Okay.
I don't know.
To find out what that's like.
Yeah. So, but everything that they did.
He found out.
On both sides of the ball. There was a couple of maybe little things kind of having fun. There was some talking. But was the game not clean?
Clean.
I thought it was unbelievable.
Clean.
So
Miami's a tough, but well-coached, rugged football team. Wow.
And Cristobal gets beat up a lot.
Does he?
He does. For game management, there's been a couple errors. There has been.
Oh, he had that one big error.
Yeah, he's done it twice, actually. Yeah, then didn't kneel it down.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point is that I thought he did a fabulous job. And if I'm Miami, I'm like going, I like where we're at.
Yeah, Cristobal's sitting at a high level.
I like where they're at.
There are some comments of Mark Fletcher maybe taking a swing at an Indiana player after the game, possibly.
Yeah, there was. And I don't know what happened with that.
Connor mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was kind of a weird deal. All of a sudden, it was kind of off to the side or something, and there wasn't much.
Tempers flared?
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
I don't want that to mar anything.
Yeah, agreed.
Between the stripes, between the lines, it was great football. I mean, well done. Great theater, memorable game. Miami acquitted itself extremely well, had a great chance to win the game, which I don't know that we anticipated. Did you anticipate that?
Well, I didn't. I said Indiana wins, can't cover, which is about what happened.
And I was wrong. I said 34-10 Indiana. L, take the L. They won.
Oh, you're fine.
But it was not a blowout.
Nobody's coming down on you. I thought it was a better game than I thought it would be. I didn't imagine Miami driving to win the game.
On their side of the field.
Right.
100 minutes to go.
I mean, if you're,
Oh, then Indiana, got a late hit, roughing the passer.
Ooh.
Oh, that was a bad penalty.
Was it legit?
Yeah, it was legit. Yeah, it should have been called.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're at their own 20-yard line. They gave him 15 yards free. Oh, man.
Six.
Oh.
We got some response here. Again, most people are saying that the cheap shot after the game by Mark Fletcher was not a good look for Miami.
Okay.
But during the game, it was clean. Phil, this is not Phil Roman, different Phil, says this. Sorry, Bill, but like Nebraska basketball can't get into the top five because of their historic insignificance. Miami will have to go a long time to shake their reputation, especially when they're going to put their convicts on the sideline like Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis. They were on the sidelines.
Ray Lewis is hard to defend.
He was on the sidelines.
Irvin, I don't know. Irvin's just crazy. There's some anti-sigs on my text.
Whoa, what they say?
Jealousy. Don't want to be the Signetti of anything. Would rather lose every game. Don't understand that.
That's a terrible
don't
take.
Don't understand that.
You don't want to be a winner that's awesome? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one cool. I'm not taking.
I don't know. I'm surprised by that. Any anti-Signetti right now?
That's a bad take.
So
it's wrong.
So let me ask this. So if that person is a Husker fan, if Nebraska wins at all next year and they'd be like, well, this is like Indiana, this is like Signetti, that instead of having that, they'd rather lose every game. They'd rather have lost every game.
I know.
This is the ultimate jealousy, envy of Indiana. They're blaming Signetti for it. He has 27-2.
Surprise.
Why would you ever push back on that
guy? Surprised you'd be jealous of it because it's such an appealing picture.
It's not
unappealing.
It's jealous because you're not. It's not you.
Yeah, I get it.
That's the problem.
But can't you enjoy something? I am.
I'm telling you this right now.
I'm not jealous of Richard Gere. He's a good actor. I wish I looked like him.
Is he a Signetti? Richard Gere?
I mean, I just appreciate what he is. I'm not.
Oh.
I expect a Richard Gere drop on the show today.
I didn't think Richard Gere. What was the movie? Isn't there a Deborah Winger? What was the movie? He was in the military. What was that movie?
Jake?
Oh, look it up. It's a great movie. It's him and Deborah Winger. Yes. What was that?
I know what you're talking.
What was the name of the movie?
I'll get it.
It's driving me nuts.
Looks like An Officer and a Gentleman.
Yeah, Officer and a Gentleman.
Nailed it.
Yes.
1982 romance drama.
Yep. Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
Gear.
Mayo. His name was Mayo. His last name was Mayo in the movie.
How do you remember
that? They called it Mayonnaise. Oh, yeah. Richard Gere.
Don't be jealous of Indiana.
His name was Zach Mayo in the film.
Absolutely.
Phil, yeah, you have an amazing mind.
Steel trap memory over there.
Yeah, steel trap. You're up late and you're still pulled down.
They're running him, trying to run him out of that. I ain't got no place to go.
I've never even heard of this movie before. And I know Richard Gere. I've seen his movies before, some of them.
I'm not jealous of Richard Gere.
Well, why would you be? Don't be jealous of Indiana.
I'll tell you this right now.
Enjoy it.
All the pundits across the country, you know what they're enjoying right now? They're enjoying Nebraska basketball. They are. They're people that are very excited. that Nebraska basketball is undefeated. New. They are. There's people going like, hey, not just Andy Katz, not just Big Ten.
Everybody.
Everybody
just is fans
like,
of sports.
And if you're just even a fan at North Carolina, you're kind of going like, how about that Husker team?
Sure.
I mean, you're watching it. You're going like, this is pretty amazing.
They look pretty good. Where'd that come
what's
from?
What's going on over there? It's pretty amazing. Do they have any wins that even matters?
Well,
yeah, absolutely. They do. Absolutely.
They won at Illinois. Michigan State.
They actually
pretty good.
Do. Yes, they beat some top teams. Yes. So people are enjoying that.
Yes.
You didn't have, there was no headline today, Bill, right? You said
no headline.
Hicks versus convicts.
No headline. Just okay. That.
You don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't either. I didn't see that.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. Hour two, three straight titles for the Big Ten. It is their world. Will anybody top them soon? Next on Early Break on the Tickets.